Hey, are we doing that thing? I forgot to ask you. Are we doing that here or that thing here?
Yeah.
With the number?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're not.
We're
no,
not? Okay.
No.
All right. Forgot to ask you off the air. My bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that is my kind of Aerosmith song right there. I just love that particular song.
That's a great song.
In the attic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of ties into what you want to talk about right now.
Spring break crowds.
Yes.
Flocking to Fort Lauderdale, Miami Beach amid COVID concerns.
Yeah,
this is the first official weekend that people are going to show up there, and they are trying, the authorities are trying to make it safe.
So that not everyone dies in 3 weeks.
Correct. Okay. Here's the first clip.
The police stepping up their presence at tourist hotspots. Officials trying to keep celebrations calm as crowds flock to the area for spring break. Crime concerns and the potential of a possible COVID-19 outbreak leading to those precautions.
So there's a bunch of police in there in both places.
Right.
They're stepping up. There's horses.
Right.
Police on horses and motorcycles and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And cool. You see young people like college age wandering around drinking, no masks.
Right.
Pretty much
on top of each other.
No, anything.
Always.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And then go ahead.
Back in the old days, Fort Lauderdale Beach was known as the place where the boys are.
All right, I'm not going there. What? Place where the boys are? I want to go to the beach where the girls are. What's wrong with them?
I don't think that was a movie, though. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So they want to talk about where you can consume alcohol.
Right.
We understand there's a lot of angst to get out and enjoy our beautiful weather and our beautiful beach, but we're just asking for cooperation from our college students that do decide to come to Fort Lauderdale.
No alcohol allowed on the beach, no Uber and Lyft drop-offs along A1A, which is packed on this sunny Saturday, and signs reminding beachgoers to keep up their social distancing.
I mean, look.
You don't ignore, everybody ignores the, you know, no nudity on the beach. Well, no dogs on the beach, whatever. Clearly, they're not going to pay attention to that.
Look, I had COVID twice.
Which is unbelievable.
And it really, really sucks.
It knocked your ass out the second time, especially. Fever dreams.
15 days. A crazy temperature of 101 to 103.
Not completely over it yet. I mean, you're still
mostly
exhausted.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But
and you look horrible.
Thank you. But let's talk about kids.
Right.
Let's talk about college kids.
Right.
Are they going to be practicing social distance on the beaches?
Do they ever practice anything safely, ever? Did we ever?
I don't think so. Now we're going to hear a clip of a news anchor talking and then a NARC kid. From Minnesota.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the
mask wearing on both Fort Lauderdale Beach and Miami Beach, at times sporadic.
Hotels, yes.
Yeah. Any restaurants or anything make you put it on?
Restaurants, yes.
Okay.
But it's pretty much like bars and breweries don't seem to care. Mm. But I feel like they should implement it more.
I mean, he's technically he's 100% right.
Yeah.
They should.
Yes, but he should have cleared his throat.
But he's a college student.
Right.
No one likes that guy.
No.
You know that. Nobody likes that little narc
kid.
And now they're talking about partying. They want to keep the partying down.
Officials in Broward and Miami-Dade urging all spring breakers to party responsibly or even risk arrest.
So, you know, back right after 9/11, I remember something, this news little show, whatever, was talking to a bunch of people, and this guy had a Chiron, and this was his Chiron for life. Wants to party. He was so pissed. Like on the 13th of September 2001, the people around whooping it up, and his Chiron is wants to party.
Wants to party.
Yes.
Well, that's all these people.
Right.
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Now the next clip is going to involve two of my favorite kids of all time.
I already had COVID, so I'm not worried about catching it.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
Oh, man.
I think I had it. I'm still living.
Like, I had the sniffles for like 2 days, man.
I'm still living.
I'm still living. I'm living my real life.
So those two, I'm just saying, like, those two guys are not going to wear masks. They're not going to not use alcohol on the beach.
No.
They're not. None of it.
Nope. No. Yeah. So, and it doesn't matter. I know that's the weird misunderstanding is that once you have COVID, you're not getting it again.
Yes.
You're permanently immune.
Hello?
It's not true.
Hello. I'm here
not
twice.
True. Yeah. Like 3 months later.
Play that last clip again, because I love those guys so much. They're just, one guy had it, so he can't get it again, which is false.
Right.
And the other guy might.
I already had COVID.
Go ahead.
COVID, so I'm not worried about catching it.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
Still living. So good times.
I think I had it. I mean, there's lots of ways to find out. Really not that hard. And even if you did, even if you got over it, it's not done.
Hey, he's still living.
He's still living. And I love the car in the background. I can just picture the scene, man. Right on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's two for Tuesday. A couple from Tom Petty. You can never have too much Tom Petty in your ears. I love that guy.
I agree. Where are you, Sluggo, on cats?
Cats? Felines?
Love cats, hate cats.
Well, this is a Zoom meeting etiquette memo that went out that I totally agree with. Remember, when you're on a Zoom meeting, mute yourself when you're not talking. Use raise hand to avoid interruption in groups. Make sure your cat is in view. Don't forget to tell me your cat's name. And please tell your cat, I love them. I think that's great Zoom etiquette for Zoom meetings. Always make sure your cat
Somebody that's a cat happy. Lover.
Yeah, that's me. I love animals. I love all animals. There's no animals I don't like except
me. I love all animals except cats.
And I what happened?
And I know that it goes all the way back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And even
cats would sense it.
Right.
Animals are very good at sensing it. And would, if I was living out of my suitcase, like I was visiting my mom or friends or something, it would go pee in my suitcase.
This guy sucks.
Yes.
Let's pee in his suitcase.
Actually, which I respect.
Sure.
This story, however, is insane. A passenger plane was forced to return to an airport in a Sudanese capital of Khartoum after an angry and aggressive cat... somehow got into the cockpit.
Oh, that's not good.
And attacked the pilots.
Oh, you land this plane now.
Can you imagine?
No.
How do they get in the cockpit?
I mean, to open that door for a fraction. Well, a cat can do that. Can you open it for a fraction of a second? Yeah. They can pick locks. And I mean, he must have just zipped right in.
I would give anything to have video of that. Of the pilots just trying to get this cat, which is just going crazy because it didn't like the fact that it was flying.
And how did it get out of the cage? I don't think that it knew what it was doing. I don't think it... Wait a minute. The pilot should be up front in my cat brain.
I don't know. I question that.
They are smart.
Because they did go for the pilots. And they didn't attack anyone else.
Really?
Yes. So they
it's not your fault. I'll take this guy.
Yeah, this cat found its way into the cockpit, and the flight had to turn around.
Oh my God, I would be furious. I would actually start to not like cats as a result. Yes.
Yeah, but this is an owner problem.
That's to true. Me, 100%.
To me, that's an owner problem. It's not a cat thing.
Yeah.
But we did want to take some phone calls, not about cats, but about your plane had to turn around.
Why did your plane have to turn around?
Doesn't have to be cats. It can be sickness. It can be whatever
I have one
else
for
it
you.
Is.
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
What?
Okay. I have, yeah, no
that's,
cat.
That's
yeah.
a tease.
But a plane.
We call that in radio a tease. So your plane had to turn around and go back.
Why?
Call us now. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
On the Nest, Heidi and Frank.
Hey, it's Eric from Heidi and Frank, and all Wednesday morning long, we're buying you dinner. It's part of OC Restaurant Week, and you could win gift cards to some of...
possibly the perfect driving song.
Agreed.
You had an open lane just now. You hit the jackpot.
Roll your windows down.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about a Tinder date where a guy wanted to be reimbursed for the three dates that he paid for.
Totaling $35.
$35.
Give me your Venmo so I can get your $35.
He wanted her to pay him back for the date. So we're talking about terrible first dates. The number's 818-955-KLOS. Who's this?
This is Eddie.
All right, Eddie, what's your story?
So I went out with a date on a girl, met her on Tinder. Pictures were fine, everything. I show up to the date. She shows up 7 months pregnant.
I'm sorry. I thought you said she shows up 7 months pregnant.
That is correct.
How does a person like that...
And she says it's yours, right? is yours.
I mean, that is odd because she's not going to be able to hide it. She's 7 months. So maybe tell a person.
Exactly. Right.
Yes, mention this ahead of time.
How is your son or daughter?
I don't know. Okay. I never talked to him. A deadbeat dad, apparently, you know?
Yeah. Deadbeat dad.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
KLOS.
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Simone.
And you have a bad first date story?
So it was my first Tinder date ever, and I decided that I wanted to start talking to someone, like, kind of a nerdy guy, right?
Right.
And so I find out he's a welder, and we go over to his car, and he pulls out this big, huge, like, Thor creation that he made.
Thor?
And I thought maybe he might kill me with it.
Wait, but... you mean, like, Thor the superhero?
The hammer of Thor?
Right, like a hammer, yes.
Well, maybe good to have walked away from him. That's probably...
good choice.
Yeah, I don't know that a welder is nerdy, though, generally.
No, I don't think so either.
All right, more dating stories?
818-955-KLOS, especially if they went south quickly. We love that.
818-955-KLOS. Darcy, that one's for you. Darcy loves that song. She's out there listening right now.
Excellent.
Nice.
I like that we're playing music for one person.
One person. Let's be honest. It's
95.5 KLOS is Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
What did you see on your ring?
It was so cute. A little bird flew up and landed on my ring and was upside down, tweeting at us, looking. I don't know what his handle
was.
Handle? Thank you.
Yes. Oh.
Stole it from you. Stole it. Just asked me.
So just looking.
Yeah, he was upside down. He's like, tweet, 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 tweet for quite a while. I'm trying to find the video.
That's a bizarre thing.
It was really weird, but it got me to thinking.
We do, what have you seen on your ring?
Yeah.
We do a podcast called Great News with Kevin and Mike, and we did a story where a woman lost her wallet at Walmart.
Right.
And she was at work thinking, I got to get my license and everything else. And a guy had driven from Walmart 20 minutes to her house.
Wow.
And was standing at the ring.
Oh, nice.
Saying, I have your wallet.
Oh,
and so
see?
She was able to talk to him.
Right.
And say, hey, would you mind leaving it here? And it was just, it was a beautiful story. But things people must see on their rings.
It's getting crazy.
Has
I think it's
to be a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. So I bet you have.
So give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. What have you seen on your ring? 818-955-KLOS. Love that song so much.
So good.
New Foo Fighters. It's called Making a Fire on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
So a couple from the Foo Fighters there. The last one from Medicine at Midnight, that new album that Dave promised us was going to be really different. A lot of different sounds on it. And he was not lying.
He was not lying at all.
Baseball is the word to hit Cassius, or rather, Daenerosaurus Rex. I think he's feeling a little ill, Daenerosaurus.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's looking a little
peaky. He just started.
I know. I think he's going to take a couple, I don't know, man.
Weeks.
Yeah, 68255 for Daenerosaurus Rex Baseball, 68255 now.
We are talking about things you saw on your ring camera.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Raul tweets, woke up to motion at my front door and saw not one, not two, but three raccoons.
Oh, those little fang, those creatures.
Not one to mess with these dicks.
No.
I laid back down and just made sure I didn't unlock the door. Which, by the way, they probably could have done.
Easily, yes. 818-955-KLOS if you've got a ring story, seen something on your cameras.
What are you doing, dude? Kevin and Sluggo is the best afternoon radio ever.
Thank you.
Nice, thank you.
No, seriously, I've always loved KLOS. And Kevin and Bean getting bumped off the air unexpectedly, that just broke my heart too. But I don't have a ring, but I have a story about a video camera. And it's no big deal. I looked down on my camera, and it was 6 in the morning, and there was a homeless guy had a bonfire going in the gutter in front of my neighbor's car, and he was drying his socks.
Oh.
I kid you not.
Wow, that's not dangerous or anything.
No, right in front of my buddy's car. And, you know, he was nice about it. When I called a neighbor, and he went out and talked to the guy, and he said, I was cold and my socks were wet, so he put the fire out and went on his way.
And I thought your car was kind of a piece of crap, so if it blew up, it wouldn't really matter.
It was a nice Volvo.
All right. Well, dude, thank you for the nice words and the nice call, and thank you very much for calling, man.
Certainly. My name is Robert Steele. I'm out here in West Covina, and love your show.
Thanks, Robert.
How about that? How nice is that?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to play some more music, but then we're going to come back with a really unique, perhaps, way to solve homelessness.
Speaking of, wow.
Very unique.
Nice. All right.
That's coming up. Somebody shut those kids up. Right?
I guess. You're going to have to do this break on your end. I can't hear anything.
Really?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Woo!
Ow.
Did you get that too?
Yes. Yeah, I believe we all did. Thank you, Sluggo.
You're welcome.
Sluggo's really having a rough day.
It is.
Everybody, let's feel sorry for him.
Wow, that hurt.
Can you hear now?
No. What?
Yes. Excellent.
I need to go home.
You know the problem with homelessness?
Rather severe at this point in time.
Yes. And a lot of people are, you know, lining up along freeways and along under bridges and stuff like that.
Yep.
There is a charity that is working on what they call little homes.
Nice.
Basically, It's a little home. You walk in, there's room for a bed.
Sure.
And maybe something for your stuff.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's just a little home.
Yeah.
Listen to this news.
All right.
It's crazy.
These tiny homes could be one innovative solution to a big problem here in Southern California. How does the city meet the needs of the growing homeless population? As Eyewitness News reporter Rachel Brown tells us, the homes are affordable and take up little space.
Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission, a faith-based nonprofit organization, is working to end the ever-worsening homeless crisis in Los Angeles.
One of the most powerful things is when we see people come into this shelter, people that have been living out in the elements, in a tent, under a freeway.
These houses are life-changing. To live here, residents had to be homeless, 18 years and older, and living within a three-mile radius.
When they walk into a place and they see it's theirs, there's four windows, so there's fresh air coming in. They can actually stay warm at night. They can stay cool when it's hot.
This location on Chandler Street will have 40 homes and 75 beds. In April, a second tiny homes community is expected to open in Alexandria Park. New residents will move into their brand new tiny homes today, and here's what they will find. Two beds, there will be shelves for storage, heat and air conditioning units, and a personalized welcome message. On-site meals, showers, access to mental health services, and job training are provided but not required. Each tiny home costs about $7,500 to build, and that includes the cost of labor and materials. No alcohol is allowed on site, and there is a curfew. Residents can live here for free so long as they are on a positive pathway to permanent housing.
Especially for so many of the women that are living on the streets, have been abused, they've been traumatized, to be able to come into their own private space, close the door, lock it. This is a place of safety and a place where people can start their life again.
$7,500.
That's kind of, yeah, that's amazing.
That's a miracle, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they have like 45 of them right next to each other.
Yeah.
And they make them available for homeless.
It's brilliant. I mean, you know, I've been fascinated by tiny homes for a very long time.
Well, yeah, you're fascinated by the little people city or wherever that is.
Yeah, exactly.
In Orange County.
Yeah, yeah. No, but seriously, I mean, I've always thought that that would be a really good solution. So I'm very happy to see that it's happening.
And they're going to expand, too. And if you'd like to help, you go to hopeofthevalley.org.
Hopeofthevalley.org.
Yes.
Very nice. I love that there's mental health available mm-hmm. as well. So I'm just in like an entire camp
and
there
job
for them.
Training.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
It's sort of everything they need to move on.
Right.
Which is perfect.
Right. Take that step to get
there.
So back
I love that. Hopeofthevalley.org.
Hopeofthevalley.org. Awesome, dude. Thanks.
Two for Tuesday.
Two for the price of one.
I like it.
95.5.
Hello, us.
Yeah. You used to have a bumper sticker, didn't you?
I did. A Def Leppard. I love Def Leppard bumper sticker in high school. Yeah, I did.
That's fantastic. We have a bunch of people that are interacting with us on social media.
Yes.
Brent tweets, I'm still waiting to hear the name of your old show. He says, you're still going very slow to make sure that it's Slugga.
That's true. I hadn't really noticed
Am
that.
Am I but going slowly?
Kind of. You're like Kevin and the other dickweed
listen,
or whatever.
I'm trying to be careful, and I've done a decent job
no,
at that.
No, I'm surprised, dude. I mean, I'm shocked. You've done extremely well. I'm disappointed. I've lost some money on bets already.
I've spent 30 years lowering the bar of expectations. That's what's important. So now, if I just say the right words...
It's amazing.
It's a win.
Yeah. You've planned this all along.
Yes, exactly.
Bass Trilogy, who says, toes in sand, beer in hand, entrepreneur. I don't eat chips, I stack them. That's how he describes himself on the tweet machine. Hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo and said, who let you guys in? I thought that was kind of nice.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Chris tweeted, I just heard my husband yell, damn it, Kevin, let the song finish.
Respect the music. Be as good as the music word. Ken hit us up and asked, do you have a podcast for the show? You know, a lot of people have been asking that. Apparently it's in the works, although no one's talked to us about it.
I mean, we're saying it's in the works.
Yes, which is probably a lie.
And neither of us have talked to anyone about it.
We haven't pursued it at all. But
so I'm not positive.
No, but you've already got your podcast, which people need to check out. Great news
with Kevin and Mike.
Psycho Mike.
Yep. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk about dating, internet dating, especially Tinder.
Right.
And how those dates can go really, really wrong. So that's coming up just in a few minutes.
Oh, nice.
On KLOS.
And do please hit us at Kevin and Sluggo on the tweet machine.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dinerosaurus Rex is very upset you haven't texted the word Dodgers yet to 68255. He's threatened to bite off whose toes? Someone's toes. I don't know. Dinerosaurus Rex, Dodgers, 68255, please.
Let's talk about dating and how difficult it can be. In this particular case, it's Tinder.
Okay.
But we're going to take some calls about first dates, blind dates, internet dates.
What if you were set up by someone?
Set up.
Oh, you're going to love each other. It'll
and
be
it
great.
Goes it goes south. We're going to be taking those calls in a second. This is a text from a guy to a girl.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hi, Alex. Hope you're doing well. Would you mind letting me know what your Venmo is?
Okay.
This is after they've sort of decided they're not going to see each other anymore.
Okay.
The reason I ask is, since you and I won't be seeing each other anymore, it's only fair to ask for equal payment from you for the dates we went on.
Wow.
The guy's asking her to pay him back half because it didn't work out.
Wow, dude.
I believe it was three separate times we went out, bars, restaurants, where I paid for both of us each time.
Oh, and I was a total loser. I don't know if you recall, but that's why we won't be seeing each other anymore. Let me prove that a little further now.
I'd say $35 is more than fair.
Come on.
For your food and drinks that I got you during those dates.
Got you. Big spender.
I view you as a fair girl. I hope you'll consider reimbursing me. Thanks.
Brandy, you're a fair girl.
How crazy is that?
Ridiculous.
If somebody doesn't want to see you anymore and $35 is what he's asking, look, not everybody has a lot of money, but come on now.
No, that's brutal.
If you're going to pay for a date, pay for a date and don't have a chip on your shoulder.
Right. I mean, it's like someone who goes to a movie and doesn't like it and goes to the manager and demands the money back. I mean, come on.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
At least that sort of, whatever. But
so dating disasters, I would say this is one.
Yeah, that definitely.
He's asking for $35 back. He wants a refund because he did spend money on all three dates. So that's a nightmare guy right there. She made the right call.
Yes, clearly.
Cutting that off.
Yeah.
So if you have interesting dating stories, first dates that went really wrong, south, those are the best.
Yep.
Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing serious, but we do like disasters.
Yes, please. Yes. 818-955-KLOS. Hit us up. 818-955-KLOS. Possibly the perfect driving song.
Agreed.
You had an open lane just now. You hit the jackpot.
Roll your windows down.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about a Tinder date where a guy wanted to be reimbursed for the three dates that he paid for.
Totaling $35.
$35.
Give me your Venmo so I can get your
$35. He wanted her to pay him back for the date. So we're talking about terrible first dates. The number's 818-955-KLOS. Who's this?
This is Eddie.
All right, Eddie, what's your story?
So I went out with a date on a girl, met her on Tinder. Pictures were fine, everything. I show up to the date. She shows up 7 months pregnant.
I'm sorry. I thought you said she shows up 7 months pregnant.
That is correct.
How does a person like that...
And she says it's yours, right? is yours.
I mean, that is odd because she's not going to be able to hide it. She's 7 months. So maybe tell a person.
Right. Exactly.
Yes, mention this ahead of time.
How is your son or daughter?
I don't know.
Okay.
Never talked to him. A deadbeat dad, apparently, you know?
Yeah. Deadbeat dad.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
KLOS.
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Simone.
And you have a bad first date story?
So it was my first Tinder date ever, and I decided that I wanted to start talking to someone, like, kind of a nerdy guy, right?
Right.
And so I find out he's a welder, and we go over to his car, and he pulls out this big, huge, like, Thor creation that he made.
Thor?
And I thought maybe he might kill me with it.
Wait, but... you mean, like, Thor the superhero?
The Hammer of Thor?
Right, like a hammer, yes.
Well, maybe good to have walked away from him. That's probably
good choice.
Yeah, I don't know that a welder is nerdy, though, generally.
No, I don't think so either.
All right, more dating stories.
818-955-KLOS, especially if they went south quickly. We love that.
818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about bad first dates. KLOS, who's this?
Bree.
Hi, Bree. We're talking about first dates that went terribly south. What happened?
This was actually a second date. He invited me to go to the drive-in, and he said, oh, my stomach's bothering me. He then proceeded to fart in my car, not get out, not try to roll down the window for the whole entire movie.
Oh!
I can't watch Iron Man now without, like, smelling, like, his rejection and, like, stupidity.
What is wrong with people?
Wow. How did you, so you actually sat there and dealt with it? I mean, that's actually pretty admirable, really. Admiral Akbar. I mean, to not throw the door open and run. I mean, good on you, but damn.
Well, I texted my mom and she called me with an emergency that someone just did an accident.
Brilliant. Well done.
Excellent. You did the right thing. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I think we should start doing Tuesday trifectas. Three Motley Crues just felt nice and yeesh.
Trifectas?
Yeah, instead of just two for.
I like it.
Yeah, you're going to charge you extra for that one.
Can I tell you a Tommy Lee story?
Yeah, please do.
So we were sort of playing pranks on each other for a while. And
you and
Tommy Lee,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he invited us to his house.
Wow.
Because he was recording some music.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, all right. Our producer at the time, Lightning, and I were like, all right, that sounds fun. And Tommy said, but there is one thing, and that is that Pamela Anderson, his wife at the time, is having a PETA fundraiser.
Okay.
So you kind of have to dress up.
Oh, no, that's not doable.
So as a guy who wears shorts full time.
Yes, exactly.
I thought, okay, but it's Pamela Anderson.
Yeah,
so
well.
I might, you know.
All right.
So, you know, put on pants, put on a shirt.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Put on a tie.
What?
Same with Lightning. Because it was a PETA fundraiser.
Yeah.
And we got there and Tommy Lee was in the garage and Pamela Anderson was nowhere to be found.
Oh, come on!
There was no fundraiser whatsoever.
Really?
And he saw us dressed up and he just started laughing like
crazy. He's like, I knew you'd want to.
Yes.
My wife's here.
Yep. So that's
that'll do it.
That's Tommy
Lee. That's beautiful.
All right, let's talk about people are dumb real quick. There's a woman in Pennsylvania who apparently is facing new charges after she showed up for her, what do you call him? The guy who checks up on you?
Oh, your probation officer.
Yes.
Yeah.
She shows up, and what she had was pretty unbelievable.
County woman is facing charges after police say she showed up to a probation office with about 30 bags of heroin in her purse. Police say 29-year-old Valene Reed went to the Blair County Adult Probation Office for a scheduled visit, and after arriving, they searched her and found numerous bags of heroin and a needle cap in her purse. Now, state police say they seized over 1,000 packets of heroin from Reed several months ago after being pulled over on Route 22. Now, part of her bail conditions were to report to the probation office. She now faces new felony and misdemeanor drug charges.
That is unbelievable.
You're not supposed to bring the horse to the meeting, it turns out. That's just
especially
frowned upon.
If the meeting is happening because you had
the horse. Yes. Last time. Well, I'm only down to 32. That's pretty good from 1,000. No?
So don't be dumb, I think is what we're saying.
Lesson, yeah.
We were talking earlier today about cats.
Meow.
Now, I know a lot of people are into cats.
Meow.
I'm not one of them.
Meow.
Sluggo, you are.
Indeed. Okay. I've always had cats. Yep. Cats and dogs, usually.
I found this story hard to believe. A plane was forced to land after an aggressive fear of flying cat attacked the pilot. Remember, we were asking earlier, like, how does a cat get in to where the pilots are?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, how did it get out of its whatever the owner was carrying it in? Should have clearly made sure that that was not. But by the way, though, just really quick, though, you do now have a cat. For those of you who are like, Kevin.
My daughter does.
Yeah, and you love that cat.
That cat is an exception.
The one and only cat.
That's all I'll say.
Trillions of cats through time.
Well, here's the information that I just found out.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
The aircraft had spent the night stationed at a hangar at the airport ahead of its flight.
Right.
And they think that the cat snuck in and was there when the pilots got in.
Oh, so someone didn't bring the cat.
Right.
I couldn't, picture how it first went up the aisle.
Right.
Someone opened the...
The cat knocks on the door. Let me in, I'm a cat. And starts, like, tearing the pilot apart.
Oh, so they're in the air, and that's when suddenly the cat wakes up. And
they were in the air for a half hour.
I've seen a few things like that. Now, a cat, like I saw, was on the wing, basically. They had taken off like a prop plane or whatever, a smaller plane, and he was sort of hanging on the wing, and they hadn't seen, and they were videoing, and the cat fortunately stayed put, and they landed, and he was fine.
How is that possible?
Right? But, cats, they just get in wherever they
want. And they tear you apart.
Yeah. If they realize, hold on a second.
So this pilot was completely wrecked, and he said, we have to turn around and go back to the airport that we left from.
Well, that is horrible. That is
because
so
of
dangerous.
A cat attack.
A cat will mess you up. There's no doubt about that, man.
So I like the cat that my daughter has, and I like this cat. And Haley, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
And a happy ninth day to you. We got to have that little song. We got to hear from Sesame Street pretty soon.
Right? Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We'll get to that first.
Yes.
Spring break in Florida.
Oh, good times.
COVID.
Oh, bad times.
Less good times.
Right.
How do you think that's going to go? Poorly is my suggestion. Listen to this.
The police stepping up their presence at tourist hotspots. Officials trying to keep celebrations calm as crowds flock to the area for spring break. Crime concerns and the potential of a possible COVID-19 outbreak leading to those precautions.
Is this a lost cause? do you think there's any way to make spring break in Florida safe?
Kindergartners are not going to wear their masks all day in class. How much more so college kids?
Correct.
At the
drug
beach.
College kids.
On spring break.
Back in the old days, Fort Lauderdale Beach was known as the place where the boys are.
Not going there.
Where's the beach where the girls are?
We understand there's a lot of angst to get out and enjoy our beautiful weather and our beautiful beach, but we're just asking for cooperation from our college students that do decide to come to Fort Lauderdale.
No alcohol allowed on the beach, no Uber and Lyft drop-offs along A1A, which is packed on this sunny Saturday, and signs reminding beachgoers to keep up their social distancing.
But, these beachgoers are kids on spring break.
Nobody pays attention to the please pick up after your dog signs. They're not going to pay attention to, hey, have a lot of fun with your masks and social distance and not drinking and little, 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 little.
I feel like they're saying things that need to be said.
Yes.
But to the wrong crowd.
Yes.
Because those people aren't going to care.
No.
Listen to this next clip, and at the end of it, you will hear a 17-year-old narc.
Narc!
Mask wearing on both Fort Lauderdale Beach and Miami Beach, at times sporadic.
Hotels, yes.
Yeah. Any restaurants or anything make you put it on?
Restaurants, yes.
Okay.
But it's pretty much like bars and breweries don't seem to care. Mm. But I feel like they should implement it more.
He's right.
Dude.
But it's supposed to be an adult saying that.
He's not going to get any friends that way.
No.
Even though he's trying to save lives.
Officials in Broward and Miami-Dade urging all spring breakers to party responsibly or even risk arrest.
Because nobody looks good in cuffs unless...
unless you're into that sort of thing. And here are my two favorite people maybe ever.
I already had COVID, so I'm not worried about catching it.
COVID, I think I've had it, I think. Yep, still living.
Still living. I don't know if I had it.
You know what? I'm not sure. I think I had it.
I had some sniffles for a couple days, and I'm still living.
Still living. What a dumbass.
Is anybody not dumb when you're in college? Anybody?
I can't answer that because I was dumb when I was in college.
Yeah.
I already had COVID, so I'm not worried about catching it.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
Yeah. 95.5 KLOS. Kevin, I have a question for you. That song. Do you think that Ozzy is talking about Sharon? Is he like saying to Sharon all those things like, yeah, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but mama, just don't get too upset about it.
I would assume so.
Right?
Yeah, I would assume because it seems like it's hard for him to do anything without her.
Right.
Yeah.
So that always puts, I had to put a totally different spin on that song for me now.
Yes.
What the hell day is it? I don't know what day it is.
It's time to get up and stomp your feet. To this great foot stomping Transylvanian beat. Start nice and slow.
1, 2.
Then speed up more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And stomp away.
1,
cause we're about
3,
to find 4, out 5, the number of
the so
day.
What's the number? Stop, stop. What's the number? Stop, stop. What is the number?
The number of the day. Favorite one of mine. The number of the day is 9.
I mean, who thought we'd make it 9 days, for God's sakes?
So that's the number of, yeah.
That's the number of the day.